In the past year, the American Association of University Professors, AAUP, wrote a report, Economic Status of the Profession of University Professors. The report comments on the broader annual survey that AAUP publishes, offering reflections on employment, salaries and benefits, the impact of COVID-19, and institutional health. AAUP provided key findings that show faculty compensation has declined, COVID-19 has impacted the profession in terms of appointments and compensation, and the prevalence of contingent faculty continues to grow. Within the context of this broader analysis from AAUP, we sought to discern the state of the profession of faculty at ATS schools. In this article, I will review data collected in the ATS annual report form process and will use the most recent data collected in fall 2020. Although not a direct comparison of the issues raised in the AAUP report, we believe the data demonstrates some similarities and differences in ATS faculty versus what is occurring in broader higher education. In comparing the number and rank of full-time faculty in ATS schools from fall 2016 to fall 2020, there are some important findings. The numbers in Table 1 represent the same set of 258 ATS member schools. The number of full-time faculty across the same set of ATS schools has declined by 8.8% during the last 5 years. The relative proportion by rank, however, has been quite stable during the 5 years, with professor representing about 43% of faculty each year, associate professor 27%, assistant professor 21%, and others 9%. As full-time faculty have declined, each rank has been impacted proportionally. When looking at individual schools and the changes in total full-time faculty during this time, I also found some interesting trends. From fall 2016 to fall 2020, Table 2 shows the percent of schools that either increased, decreased, or held steady their numbers of full-time faculty. The table shows the changes for all ATS schools by ecclesial family and related or freestanding structure. In each case, between 50% and 60% of schools decreased their full-time faculty, and between 40% and 50% held steady or increased their faculty headcount. Across higher education and within the AAUP report, there has been a consistent message that the number of part-time or contingent faculty is growing. To analyze the trend in ATS schools, I looked at the full-time faculty headcount, the part-time faculty headcount, and the full-time equivalency of those part-time faculty found in Table 3. I then compared the relative percent of part-time faculty in terms of headcount and full-time equivalency. For this analysis, I used the same set of 258 ATS schools that were members for all 5 years. The proportion of part-time faculty in terms of headcount and full-time equivalency has not changed dramatically during the last 5 years. In fact, according to my analysis, there has not been a significant change in these relative percentages in the last 3 decades. In 1992, part-time faculty represented 55% of the total headcount and 27% of the full-time equivalency. Although there is certainly some change in the number of part-time faculty and their workload, full-time equivalency, it has not been as prominent as demonstrated within higher education or the AAUP report. In the AAUP report, they found that 37% of faculty in universities were either tenured or tenure track in fall 2019, while 63% of faculty were on contingent appointments, 20% as full-time contingent and 43% as part-time contingent. In fall 2020, 54% of faculty in all ATS schools were tenured or tenure track, and 46% did not have tenure, with about half of those identified as permanent faculty without tenure. Tenure is more prevalent in ATS schools than in higher education. When looking at ecclesial family and structure, there are also some noticeable differences in terms of the full-time faculty who are tenured or tenure track. For this analysis, we used the same set of 258 member schools and show the percent of tenured and tenure track full-time faculty in fall 2016 and in fall 2020. This allows for comparison in the current year and trajectories across these categories. Perhaps not surprisingly, tenure is most prevalent in mainline schools and schools connected to a larger college or university. In addition, even though tenure is still used significantly throughout ATS schools, the percentage of full-time faculty who receive it is decreasing. Regarding full-time faculty salaries, I compared fall 2019 and fall 2020 data. Faculties among ATS schools tend to be much smaller than at the school surveyed by AUP. As a result, fluctuations from year to year are more prone to be influenced by changes within ATS schools. Nonetheless, I believe the data show some important trends. I looked at average salaries by school within rank. Overall, from fall 2019 to fall 2020, average salaries grew by 0.3% for assistant professors, 1.3% for associate professors, and 1.9% for full professors. As indicated in the AAUP report, the U.S. inflation rate was 1.4% at this time, so the increases would not have kept pace in many instances. When looking at individual schools and the changes in full-time faculty salaries, I also found some interesting trends. From fall 2019 to fall 2020, Table 5 shows the percent of schools that increased salaries. For example, across all ATS schools, 52% of schools reflected increased average salaries for full professors, 53% reflected increased average salaries for associate professors, and 49% reflected increased salaries for assistant professors. Overall, average salaries were up 1.2% for full-time faculty among all ATS schools. The chart also shows the changes for all ATS schools by ecclesial family and by related or freestanding structure. While the rate of increase in salaries did not keep up with inflation overall, in most cases, ATS schools were more likely than not to increase salaries for full-time faculty. Only within mainline schools do we see each rank under 50% and the overall rate of change decreasing. In every other stratification and rank, we find that increases were at or above 50% or half of the schools. Regarding faculty in ATS schools, there are some similarities and differences when compared to broader higher education as reflected in the AUP report. ATS schools have been decreasing the number of full-time faculty, and the declines have been widespread across each segment of the membership. Although there have been changes regarding part-time faculty in ATS schools, the relative count and workload, full-time equivalency, have not changed much in the last three decades. Tenure is still used throughout the ATS membership, but the percentage of faculty who are tenured or tenure track appears to be trending downward. Finally, average salaries for full-time faculty increased, but simply seem to have kept pace with inflation during the last year. What has been happening at your institution? How have the broader trends in faculty within ATS schools and higher education been similar to or different from your school? How have these changes helped or hindered your ability to fulfill your mission? If you want to explore more of this data, please review your school's Institutional Peer Profile Report or Strategic Information Report. If you have specific questions or want to explore these resources further, please email Joe and DC at dc@ats.edu or Chris Meinzer at Meinzer@ats.edu.